host, Robert Spurbeck. I'm so glad that you joined us for this week's episode. Happy Independence Day. It is the 4th of July today, and celebrating our country and thanking the Lord for it. And we're going to be today, we're going to be looking at Colossians chapter 1. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn over there, Colossians chapter 1. And just really excited about what's going on this summer and the different things going on. Really excited about some of the decisions being made in our country. Some good. We're also looking at some negative things going on, but I think we need to look at some of the positive things going on. Roe v. Wade being overturned and different good decisions being made. And so just praying. Keep praying for our country. Keep praying for revival. And part of that, part of revival and just part of serving God and part of being the right kind of Christian soldier, we need to look at what's really important to us. I know I've mentioned, maybe I think it was quite a long time ago, back in March or April, we talked about this a little bit, but I'm going to get back into it a little bit more about what's really important to us. In Colossians 1, we're going to be looking at who's really in first place. And we look here in verse number 16. Well, so let's look back up. Verse number 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, talking about Jesus, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. So this is setting the stage of that everything is created by the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing that is in power today that is not by his power. There's nothing going on today that he doesn't know about, in that all things were created here. Verse 17, and he is before all things. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, verse 18, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Preeminence means first in order. What's really important to you as a Christian? There's so many things that vie for our attention. There's so many things that are maybe important to us. But is Jesus Christ, are the things of God, really important to you? To be honest, we can find out what is important to you by looking at what you spend money on. What you spend time doing, what you spend the majority of your time doing, what you spend your effort on, learning or whatever it is. We have to understand something, that God deserves everything that we are. God deserves all of our time, all of our effort. I'm not saying that there's not time for entertainment, there's not time to do those things, but we spend way too much time on it. We look at all of the things that are going on in the world today. We see all that is going on in our culture. We see all of that. And still, we just say, well, that's just what happens, and we have no spiritual power. We have spiritual apathy. We have no desire to get out and see God do something. Maybe we have a desire. I'll take that back. We have a desire, but we don't have a desire to do anything about it. We have no desire. Yes, we need to see revival. Yes, we need to see people saved, but we're not serious about it. It's great to have that desire and to want to see it happen, but it's another to get serious about getting a hold of God. We say we're serious about worldwide missions. How much do we spend in our fast food each month that maybe we could be given to missions? How many subscriptions do you have, Netflix and all these other things that have a bunch of trash on them? How much money are we spending on that? How much money are we spending $800 a month on a new car when we could be giving it to the Lord's work, or we could be giving it to people in need, or investing in candy for children's church, or investing in sending kids to camp, or sending kids to Bible college? We could be doing so much more with our money, just talking about that, let alone time. You know, how much time do we spend playing our online games on our phones and all of those things? We waste so much time sitting around watching the TV or watching the tablet or the computer or working out at the gym. Nothing wrong with working out, but just spending all your time there. We need to know what's important. And what's important to God is souls. What's important to God is his kingdom. What's important to God is what he has told us to do. Are we hearing what he has to do? Do we view Jesus in the way that he's described here in Colossians chapter 1, that he created all things that are in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Do we act like Jesus Christ is the most important person in the world and in the universe? Because he is. But do we act like it? Do we live like it? Do we prioritize like it? You know, if we really are serious about serving God, you're going to get in church. You're going to be there Sunday morning, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival meetings, missions conference. You're not going to groan when there's a four-day missions conference. You're not going to get upset when there's soul winning. You're going to be there because you want to serve God. That's what your priority is. Like, well, the kids have to go to bed and all these things. We have other priorities besides the house of God. If that is the case, then you're not serious about your Christianity. You're not serious about being a Christian soldier. We need to start getting serious about some things. And I hope, I'm not trying to offend anybody here, I'm just telling you the truth. Get serious about serving God. There are people out there that are serious about serving God. And we look at them, well, they're kind of nutty. They're a little overboard. You know what? We need to be that kind of overboard. We need to be fasting and praying. We need to be seeking God. We need to be fired up for the things of God. So I put the question to you today. What's important to you? What do you spend time on? How much did you spend at McDonald's this week? How much do you spend at Subway? How much did you spend at the gym? How much did you spend buying things on Amazon for yourself instead of giving it to God? How much time, how much money, how much effort? Do we put that kind of effort into our relationships, into our marriages, into our children, that we put into the job and we make money just so we can spend it and be $30,000 in debt? Is that how we are to live, or is there something more? And I challenge you today, there's something more. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Christian Soldier Podcast. Happy Independence Day once again. So hit that subscribe and get a part of the RSS feed so you hear new podcasts coming out. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, RSS.com, SermonAudio.com. We're all on there. Share this with your friends. And if this challenged you, let me know about it. You can email us at info@tbckilleen.org. The email's in the description, and you can send us an email. Also, if anybody wants a topic talked about, I'd love to hear about some ideas for some topics, but we're going to stick with this one for a little bit. We're going to see how we can get serious about serving God here in the next couple of weeks, but it starts with a desire. Do you have that desire to be serious? Oh, I have a desire. Then what are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up anything and everything? And you say, well, I don't think God wants me to do that. Then you need to read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Then that will change your mind. If you can't see that God wants everything out of you, everything in your life, every effort, every dollar, every cent, every minute of your time, and every person in your life, he wants it all given to him as an acceptable sacrifice. And it's reasonable because Jesus died for you. Think about that this week and make the decision. Am I serious about serving God? If you are, tune in next week, same time on Mondays. We get released around 4:00. In the morning, Central Time, sometimes a little later, but that's usually when it gets released. So if you're serious about serving God, tune into the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'll see you next time.